You're having a good time. You're out drinking with the boys. Now it's time to pay the tab.
$11,352.47. Wait, what?
Well, there are court costs, attorney fees, higher insurance costs, damage to your car, DUI fines.
Oof.
Not to mention the damage to your social life. Plan a sober ride or pay the price. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. It could cost a life. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV. The average cost of a DUI in Virginia is $11,352.47. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.
Chapter 29. Embracing the Future. As the seasons changed and summer faded into fall, Alex and Emma continued to thrive in the life they had rebuilt together. The struggles of the past felt like distant memories, and though they carried the lessons of their journey, they no longer allowed those memories to define them. Instead, they were focused on the future, looking forward with a sense of hope and anticipation for all that lay ahead. One crisp October morning, Alex and Emma took the kids to a nearby pumpkin patch, a yearly tradition that always brought joy and laughter. The farm was bustling with families, children running through corn mazes, and couples wandering the fields of pumpkins. The kids eagerly picked out their pumpkins, excited to carve them when they got home, and Alex and Emma watched them with shared smiles, knowing that these were the moments that made life so rich. As they strolled through the patch hand in hand, Emma squeezed Alex's hand and smiled up at him. "You know, I think this is my favorite time of year," she said, her voice filled with contentment. "There's something about the fall, the coziness, the colors. It feels like a season of gratitude, of appreciating what you have." He nodded, feeling a warmth in his chest. "I feel the same. I've never felt more grateful for the life we have, for the family we've built. It feels right, like we're exactly where we're supposed to be." They spent the day enjoying the simple pleasures of autumn, hayrides, hot apple cider, and the warmth of being together. The kids' laughter filled the air as they ran from one activity to the next, and Alex and Emma found themselves laughing along, feeling a lightness that was rare and beautiful. Later that evening, after they had returned home and carved their pumpkins, Emma pulled Alex aside, a spark of excitement in her eyes. "I have a surprise for you," she said, grinning as she held up an envelope. "I know we've been talking about going somewhere new, trying something different together, so I thought I'd plan something special for us." He raised an eyebrow, intrigued. "What is it?" She handed him the envelope, her smile widening as he opened it. Inside was a pair of plane tickets, a weekend trip to a cabin near the mountains, a secluded getaway for just the two of them. His heart swelled as he realized the thought and care she had put into planning this, her way of showing him just how much their life together meant to her. "Emma, this is amazing," he said, his voice filled with gratitude. "Thank you. I can't wait." They spent the next week preparing for the trip, arranging for the kids to stay with family and making a list of things to pack. As the departure day arrived, both Alex and Emma felt a sense of excitement, the anticipation of new experiences and the joy of spending uninterrupted time together. The cabin was nestled in a quiet, wooded area near the mountains, surrounded by tall pines and the beauty of nature. The air was crisp, carrying the scent of fallen leaves and pine needles, and the peacefulness of the setting felt like a balm to their souls. They spent their days hiking through the trails, sharing quiet moments by the lake and talking late into the night by the fire. In the simplicity of the cabin, away from the distractions of everyday life, they found themselves reconnecting in ways that deepened their bond, reaffirming the commitment they had made to each other. One evening, as they sat on the cabin's porch watching the sunset, Emma turned to him, her expression thoughtful. "Alex," she began, her voice soft, "I just want you to know how grateful I am for this life we have. There were days I didn't think we'd make it, days when I questioned everything. But now, I know that every struggle was worth it. We're here, stronger than ever, and I wouldn't trade this for anything." He took her hand, his heart swelling with love and admiration for the woman who had given him a second chance, who had shown him the meaning of forgiveness and resilience. "I feel the same way, Emma," he replied, his voice filled with sincerity. "You've shown me what love really is, what it means to stand by each other no matter what. I promise to cherish you, to protect this love, and to honor the life we've built every day." They sat together in the quiet, watching the colors of the sunset fade into twilight, a reminder of the beauty that comes with each ending, each new beginning. In that moment, Alex felt an overwhelming sense of peace, a certainty that they had not only healed from the past but had created a love that was stronger, more profound, and truly unbreakable. Their time at the cabin passed in a blur of laughter, closeness, and a deep appreciation for each other. When it was time to return home, they both felt renewed, grateful for the life they were returning to and hopeful for the future they were building. Back home, life resumed its familiar rhythm, but there was an undeniable sense of unity and purpose that carried them forward. The memories of their cabin getaway, the quiet moments of reflection and love, became anchors in their everyday life, a reminder of the strength of their bond. In the months that followed, Alex and Emma continued to prioritize each other, to nurture their family and relationship with love and dedication. They had faced the storms and emerged not only as a couple but as partners, committed to a life filled with joy, resilience, and unwavering love. As they looked toward the future, they knew there would still be challenges, moments that would test them. But they also knew that they had found something rare and beautiful, a love that had been tested, refined, and strengthened, a love that was truly built to last. And as they moved forward, hand in hand, they embraced the promise of tomorrow, grateful for the journey that had brought them here, to a life that was not only whole but filled with the quiet strength of togetherness. Chapter 30, Full Circle. The journey Alex and Emma had taken felt like a lifetime of love, loss, and growth condensed into a single year. They had experienced the fragility of trust, the pain of betrayal, and the difficult path of forgiveness. And yet, here they were, more united than ever, with a love that had become the core of their lives. As winter approached, Emma suggested hosting a holiday gathering for their family and close friends. It was something they hadn't done in years, and the idea of celebrating together felt symbolic of the life they had rebuilt. Alex agreed eagerly, and together they spent days decorating the house, preparing meals, and creating a warm, inviting space filled with festive lights, garlands, and the comforting scents of cinnamon and pine. On the night of the gathering, friends and family filled their home, bringing laughter, stories, and memories that reminded Alex and Emma of the love and support that had carried them through their most difficult days. The house was alive with warmth and joy, a testament to the strength of their relationships, both with each other and with those who had stood by them. At one point in the evening, Emma stood up to give a short toast.
You're having a good time. You're out drinking with the boys. Now it's time to pay the tab.
$11,352.47. Wait, what?
Well, there are court costs, attorney fees, higher insurance costs, damage to your car, DUI fines.
Oof.
Not to mention the damage to your social life. Plan a sober ride or pay the price. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. It could cost a life. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV. The average cost of a DUI in Virginia is $11,352.47. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.
Her voice was filled with gratitude as she addressed their guests, her gaze lingering on Alex as she spoke. "I just wanted to say thank you," she began, her voice soft but steady. "This year has been one of the most challenging we've ever faced, but it's also been one of the most meaningful. We've been reminded of the importance of family, of love, and of never giving up on each other." She looked at Alex, her eyes filled with emotion. "And to you, Alex, thank you for choosing to walk this path with me, for being my partner through it all. I love you and I'm grateful for every moment we share." The guests raised their glasses, joining in a toast that felt like a blessing, a celebration of resilience and love. Alex's heart swelled as he returned her gaze, feeling a depth of connection that words could never capture. As the evening wound down and their guests began to leave, Alex and Emma found themselves alone in the quiet of their home. The lights twinkled softly around them, casting a warm glow that seemed to mirror the peace they felt. They stood together in the living room, surrounded by the remnants of laughter and joy, and Alex took her hands in his gaze steady and full of love. "Emma," he said softly, his voice filled with gratitude, "this year has shown me what true love looks like. You've given me so much, and I promise you, for as long as I live, I'll continue to cherish you, to protect this love, and to be the man you deserve." She smiled, her eyes shimmering with emotion as she squeezed his hands. "And I promise to continue choosing us, to build this life with you every day. I love you, Alex, more deeply than I ever thought possible." They held each other in the quiet of their home, a sense of peace settling over them as they reflected on all they had overcome. The journey had been long and filled with challenges, but it had brought them full circle, back to a love that was grounded, resilient, and unbreakable. As they looked toward the future, they knew that they had not only survived but had flourished, creating a life that was rich with meaning, joy, and unwavering commitment. Together, they stepped forward, hand in hand, ready to embrace the promise of tomorrow, grateful for the journey that had led them here, to a love that was truly everlasting. Chapter 31, The New Year. As the holiday season came to a close, Alex and Emma found themselves looking forward to the start of a new year. It felt like a fresh chapter, a chance to embrace the future they had worked so hard to rebuild. The months of forgiveness, healing, and newfound love had left them with a relationship that was stronger and more profound than ever, and the promise of a new beginning filled them with hope and gratitude. On New Year's Eve, they decided to celebrate quietly, choosing to stay in and reflect on the journey that had brought them here. They put the kids to bed early, then set up a cozy scene in the living room with blankets, candles, and a bottle of champagne, ready to ring in the new year together. As midnight approached, they shared stories of their favorite moments from the past year, laughing at the memories they had created and marveling at the resilience they had discovered within themselves. It was a night filled with warmth and intimacy, a celebration of everything they had overcome. At the stroke of midnight, as fireworks lit up the sky outside, Alex took Emma's hands in his, looking into her eyes with a depth of love and sincerity that filled the room. "Happy New Year, Emma," he whispered, his voice filled with emotion. "This year, I promise to continue building the life we've started, to cherish you, to love you, and to never take a single moment for granted." She smiled, her eyes glistening as she squeezed his hands. "Happy New Year, Alex. I promise to love you fully, to choose us every day, and to walk this path with you no matter what." They kissed, the world outside fading as they held each other close. The fireworks a gentle reminder of the new beginning they were embracing together. As the night grew quiet, they talked about their dreams for the future. The trips they wanted to take, the goals they had for their family, and the life they wanted to build. Each dream felt like a promise, a commitment to the journey they had started, and a reflection of the love that had carried them through their darkest days. In the days that followed, they continued to nurture their relationship, finding joy in the simple pleasures of everyday life. They spent their weekends exploring the world with their children, taking trips to nearby parks, visiting museums, and creating new traditions that brought their family closer together. Each moment felt like a celebration of the life they had reclaimed, a testament to the strength of their love. One afternoon, as they were watching the kids play in the yard, Emma turned to Alex, her voice filled with gratitude. "I can't believe how far we've come," she said softly, her gaze warm. "There were days I didn't think we'd make it, but now? I feel like we're exactly where we're supposed to be." He took her hand, his heart full. "I feel the same way. We've built something beautiful, Emma. Something that was worth every challenge, every struggle." They sat together, watching their children laugh and play, surrounded by the peace and joy of the life they had created. The road had been long, filled with moments of doubt and pain, but it had brought them to a place of true contentment, a love that was rooted in resilience and commitment. As the sun began to set, they shared a quiet smile, knowing that they were ready to face whatever the future held, together, with a love that would carry them through anything. In that quiet moment, as they looked out at the life they had built, they felt a sense of peace and fulfillment that could only come from a love that was strong, true, and enduring. And as they held each other close, they knew that they were exactly where they were meant to be, in a life filled with love, hope, and the promise of a future they would face together, hand in hand. Chapter 32, Finding Joy in the Present. With the new year in full swing, Alex and Emma settled into a rhythm of quiet happiness and contentment. They had come through the darkest chapter of their lives and emerged not only whole but stronger, bound by a love that had been tested and proven resilient. The fears and doubts that had once overshadowed their days had given way to a sense of peace, a feeling that they were exactly where they were meant to be. One Saturday morning, as they sat at the breakfast table with their children, Emma suggested a day trip to the mountains to enjoy the winter scenery. The kids were thrilled at the idea of playing in the snow, and Alex felt a rush of gratitude for these simple, joyful moments. This was the life he had always wanted, filled with laughter, togetherness, and the quiet beauty of family. They packed a thermos of hot chocolate, a few blankets, and headed to the mountains, the drive filled with laughter, games, and the warmth of being together. When they arrived, the snow-covered landscape was breathtaking, the trees dusted in white and the ground sparkling under the winter sun. As the kids ran ahead to play, Alex and Emma walked slowly behind, hand in hand, taking in the beauty of the moment. It was peaceful, with only the crunch of their footsteps in the snow breaking the silence. "I love days like this," Emma said softly, her voice filled with contentment. "It reminds me of how far we've come, how much we've been through to get here." Alex nodded, squeezing her hand. "Me too. I don't think I ever truly understood how precious moments like these are until now. It's like we're finally living in the present, appreciating everything we have." They spent the day playing with the kids, building snowmen, sledding down gentle hills, and sharing hot chocolate by the fire pit at a nearby lodge. Alex found himself laughing more than he had in years, letting go of the weight of the past and allowing himself to simply be, to fully embrace the joy of the life they had rebuilt. As the day drew to a close, they packed up and headed home, the children falling asleep in the back seat, their faces flushed from the cold and the excitement of the day. Alex glanced over at Emma, who was looking out the window with a soft smile. "Thank you for today," he said quietly, his voice filled with gratitude. "For everything. You've given me a life I didn't think I deserved." She looked at him, her eyes filled with love. "We built this life together, Alex. And I wouldn't trade it for anything." They shared a quiet smile, a mutual understanding passing between them that words could never fully capture. The life they had created was a testament to their commitment, their love, and the strength they had discovered within each other. Back home, as they carried the kids to bed and settled in for the night, Emma took Alex's hand, guiding him to the living room, where they sat together in the glow of the fireplace. The warmth of the flames cast a comforting light, wrapping them in a sense of peace and intimacy that had become the foundation of their relationship. "Do you ever think about what you'd tell the version of us from a year ago?" Emma asked softly, her head resting on his shoulder. He thought for a moment, considering her question. "I think I'd tell us not to give up, that the journey would be worth every struggle. I'd tell us that love can survive anything if you're willing to fight for it." She smiled, her eyes filled with a quiet resilience. "I'd tell us the same. And I'd tell us that there's a strength in forgiving and being forgiven, that it doesn't make you weak. It makes you stronger." He kissed the top of her head, feeling a profound gratitude for the woman who had stood by him, who had chosen to believe in their love even when it seemed impossible. As they sat together in the quiet of the night, Alex felt a peace settle over him that he hadn't known in years. They had come full circle from pain and heartache to a love that was deep, true, and unwavering. Their journey had shown him the importance of every moment, the beauty of the present, and the power of a love that had been tested and emerged stronger. And in that moment, as they held each other close, he knew that their future was bright, filled with promise, joy, and a love that would carry them through any season. They had found their way back to each other, and now they were exactly where they were meant to be. Chapter 33. A Season of Gratitude. With winter lingering and spring just around the corner, Alex and Emma found themselves savoring each day, grateful for the journey they had taken to get here. Life had a steady rhythm now, one filled with purpose, laughter, and quiet moments of reflection. Every decision, every action felt intentional, rooted in their commitment to each other and the family they cherished. One evening, as they prepared dinner together, Emma paused, a thoughtful smile on her face. "You know, I was thinking," she began, glancing over at Alex, "we should start a gratitude journal. Something we can both add to, where we write down moments that remind us of how blessed we are." Alex looked at her, his heart swelling with admiration. "That's a beautiful idea, Emma. I think it would be a great way to remind ourselves of everything we have, and how far we've come." The next day, they bought a journal and placed it on the kitchen counter, where it would be visible and easy to access. Together, they made a habit of jotting down little moments throughout their days. The laughter of their children, the warmth of an evening walk, the comfort of a quiet night spent together. Each entry was a reminder of the love and resilience that had carried them through the hardest times. As spring began to bloom, they decided to plant a small vegetable garden in their backyard. It was something they had always talked about but had never found the time to start. Now it felt like a fitting project, a symbol of growth, patience, and the beauty of nurturing something together. They spent their weekends preparing the soil, planting seeds, and watching as the first green shoots began to emerge. the garden became a shared project that brought them closer, a reminder of the strength that comes from building something together. Every sprout, every blossom felt like a testament to their journey, a symbol of the life they had rebuilt from the ground up.
You're having a good time. You're out drinking with the boys. Now it's time to pay the tab.
$11,352.47. Wait, what?
Well, there are court costs, attorney fees, higher insurance costs, damage to your car, DUI fines.
Oof.
Not to mention the damage to your social life. Plan a sober ride or pay the price. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. It could cost a life. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV. The average cost of a DUI in Virginia is $11,352.47. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.
One evening, as they sat together on the porch, watching the sunset over their garden, Emma turned to Alex, her voice soft and filled with gratitude. "This garden, it feels like us," she said, her gaze on the rows of plants, the leaves swaying gently in the breeze. "It took time, patience, and care, but it's thriving now. Just like we are." He wrapped his arm around her, pulling her close. "It really does. And I think it's because we didn't give up. We kept nurturing even when it was hard, and now we're seeing the fruits of that." They sat in comfortable silence, watching the last rays of sunlight fade, the quiet beauty of the moment wrapping around them like a gentle embrace. It was a season of renewal, of growth, and of deep appreciation for everything they had overcome. As the weeks passed, they continued to add to their gratitude journal, capturing moments both big and small. A family game night filled with laughter, a spontaneous dance in the kitchen, the joy of hearing their children's giggles echo through the house. Every entry was a reminder of the blessings they had fought for, a testament to the love that had carried them through their darkest days. One day, Emma surprised Alex with a note she had added to the journal. It was simple, but it brought tears to his eyes as he read it. "I'm grateful for the love we've found, the life we've built, and the strength we've discovered in each other. Thank you, Alex, for never giving up on us. I love you always." He looked over at her, his heart full, and reached for her hand. "Emma, I'm the one who's grateful. You showed me what love really is. The kind that forgives, grows, and becomes something even stronger. I love you too, more than I ever thought possible." They shared a smile, a silent promise passing between them, a reminder of the commitment they had made to cherish each other every day. And as they continued to tend to their garden, their family, and their love, they knew that they had found something truly rare, a life built on resilience, gratitude, and a love that had been tested and proven unbreakable. In that moment, as they held each other close, surrounded by the beauty of their garden and the warmth of their home, they knew that they were exactly where they were meant to be and that together they could face any season with grace, love, and a heart full of gratitude. Chapter 34. Celebrating Life's Little Victories. As spring blossomed in full, Alex and Emma embraced the joy that each new day brought. They had faced their trials and emerged with a love that was deep and enduring, and now, every small moment felt like a gift. Their lives were filled with little victories, shared laughter, quiet evenings, and a sense of peace that had been hard-earned. One Saturday, they decided to celebrate with a small barbecue in their backyard, inviting close friends and family to join them. It was a sunny afternoon, and the garden they had planted together was thriving, lush, and green, a testament to the work they had put into nurturing it. It felt like the perfect setting for a gathering that celebrated not just their journey but the love and support that had carried them through. Friends and family filled the yard, the smell of grilling food mingling with the scent of flowers and fresh grass. The air was filled with laughter, children's voices, and the warmth of friendship. Alex and Emma moved through the crowd together, sharing stories, greeting guests, and occasionally exchanging quiet, meaningful glances that spoke of the love they held for each other. At one point, Emma's mother pulled her aside, her gaze filled with pride and love. "You know, Emma," she said softly, "I can see how happy you are, how much you and Alex have grown. It's a beautiful thing to see, and I'm so proud of you both." Emma smiled, her eyes glistening with emotion. "Thank you, Mom. It hasn't been easy, but I feel like we're finally where we're supposed to be. We've worked so hard to rebuild our life, and now, it just feels right." Her mother nodded, hugging her tightly. "You've come a long way, sweetheart. And remember, it's the love you've built together that makes this all possible. Later, as the sun began to set and the guests started to leave, Alex and Emma found themselves alone in the backyard, sitting on the bench they had placed beside their garden. The twilight cast a gentle glow over their home, the sky painted in hues of pink and orange. "Today was perfect," Emma murmured, leaning her head on Alex's shoulder. "It felt like a celebration of everything we've been through, everything we've built." He wrapped his arm around her, his heart full. "It really was. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate than being here with you, surrounded by the people we love." They sat together in silence, savoring the quiet beauty of the moment. Their lives had become a tapestry of love, resilience, and commitment, and as they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence in all that lay ahead. As the stars began to appear in the sky, Emma reached for his hand, her gaze thoughtful. "You know, I used to think that happiness was something you just found, something that came easily. But now, I realize that it's something you create. It's in the choices we make, in the way we nurture our love and our family." He nodded, his voice filled with sincerity. "I couldn't agree more. Happiness isn't a destination. It's a journey, something you build together, moment by moment." They shared a quiet smile, a mutual understanding passing between them that needed no words. Their love had been tested, shaped, and strengthened by everything they had endured, and now it was something real, something that filled their lives with meaning. As they sat together in the quiet of the evening, surrounded by the beauty of their garden and the warmth of their home, they knew that they had found something truly precious. A life filled with love, resilience, and the promise of endless little victories to come. In that moment, as they held each other close, they felt a profound gratitude for the journey that had brought them here, to a love that was lasting, true, and built to withstand any season. Chapter 35. The Promise of Tomorrow. The gentle pace of spring gave way to the warmth of summer, and with it came a season filled with light, laughter, and an undeniable sense of fulfillment. Alex and Emma's days were spent enjoying the beauty of their family, the quiet joys of home, and the deep love they had worked so hard to cultivate. As the summer days grew longer, Emma suggested they plan a family vacation. A trip to the beach where they could relax, unwind, and make new memories together. The children were thrilled with the idea, their excitement contagious, and Alex felt a surge of gratitude for the life they had reclaimed. This vacation felt like a celebration of the love they had nurtured, a reminder of the journey that had brought them to this place of joy. They rented a small beach house along a quiet stretch of shoreline, a perfect escape where they could spend their days playing in the sand, swimming in the ocean, and sharing meals on the deck as the sun set. The days were filled with simple pleasures, and each moment felt like a gift, a reminder of how far they had come. One evening, as they sat on the beach watching the waves roll in, Emma leaned into Alex, her voice soft and filled with happiness. "This is everything I ever wanted," she murmured, her gaze on the horizon. "Being here with you, with our family. It feels like all the broken pieces have come together to make something even more beautiful." He wrapped his arm around her, pulling her close. "I feel the same way. I used to think happiness was something distant, something I'd always be chasing. But now I realize it's right here. It's in moments like this, in the love we've built." They sat in comfortable silence, the sound of the waves a calming presence as they looked out at the vastness of the ocean. The journey they had taken to get here had been long and painful, filled with challenges and difficult choices. But now, sitting side by side, they felt a profound peace, a certainty that they had found something real and lasting. The days on the beach passed in a blur of laughter, joy, and togetherness. They built sandcastles with the kids, collected seashells, and spent their evenings watching the stars appear in the night sky. Each moment felt precious, a reminder of the life they had fought to reclaim and the love that had carried them through. On their last evening, as they stood on the shore watching the sun dip below the horizon, Alex took Emma's hand, his gaze steady and filled with gratitude. "Emma, I just want you to know that I'm grateful for every moment with you. You've shown me what it means to truly love, to forgive, and to rebuild. I promise you I'll spend the rest of my life cherishing this love, protecting it, and honoring it." She looked up at him, her eyes shining with emotion. "And I promise to keep choosing us to build this life with you day by day. I love you, Alex, more deeply than I ever thought possible." They shared a quiet kiss, a symbol of the promise they had made to each other, a vow to cherish the life they had created and to face the future together, hand in hand. As they walked back to the beach house, the soft glow of the fading sun lighting their path, Alex felt a quiet joy settle over him. They had come through the fire and emerged stronger, bound by a love that was resilient, unwavering, and deeply true. Their story had been one of healing, growth, and rediscovery. They had faced the darkness and now they were living in the light, a life filled with love, peace, and the quiet assurance that they were exactly where they were meant to be. And as they prepared to return home, Alex knew that they would carry the beauty of this season with them, a reminder of the strength of their love and the promise of tomorrow. In that moment, as they looked out at the endless horizon, they knew that whatever the future held, they would face it together, with a love that was unbreakable, enduring, and forever true. Chapter 36. Returning Home. Returning from their beach vacation felt bittersweet for Alex and Emma. The trip had been a beautiful pause in their busy lives, a chance to reflect on their journey and to simply be together without distractions. As they pulled into their driveway, the familiar sight of their home brought a sense of comfort and joy, a reminder that the love they shared wasn't tied to any one place but was woven into the life they had built together. The kids ran inside, excited to share stories and memories from the trip, their laughter filling the house with warmth. Alex and Emma exchanged a knowing smile, both of them feeling the quiet satisfaction of having created a life that felt complete, a life where love and gratitude were constants. That evening, after the kids had gone to bed, Emma brought out their shared gratitude journal. Sitting together on the couch, they began to read through the entries they had written over the past months, each one a small reminder of the journey they had taken, the victories they had shared, and the love that had carried them through. One entry caught Alex's attention, a note Emma had written in the early days of their journey back to each other. Read, "Today I'm grateful for the courage to begin again. For the strength to forgive and the hope that love is stronger than anything. Thank you, Alex, for choosing us." He looked over at her, his heart swelling with emotion. "Emma, I don't think I ever realized just how strong you are. You carried us through the hardest times, and I'll never forget what you did for our family, for me." She smiled, a quiet humility in her expression. "And I couldn't have done it without you. It's taken both of us, Alex, every step, every choice. We built this life together." They continued reading, each entry a testament to the resilience they had discovered within themselves, a reminder that love could heal, grow, and endure. As they finished the journal, they felt a renewed sense of purpose, a commitment to continue nurturing the life they had created, knowing that it was rooted in trust, respect, and a deep appreciation for each other. In the following weeks, they returned to the routines of everyday life, carrying with them the memories of their trip and the lessons they had learned. They cherished the small moments, a morning cup of coffee shared in quiet companionship, an evening walk around the neighborhood, the joy of watching their children play. One evening, as they sat on the porch watching the sunset, Emma reached for Alex's hand, her gaze thoughtful. "You know," she began, her voice soft, "I think this is the happiest I've ever been. Not because life is perfect, but because we've learned to appreciate the little things, to find joy in each other." He nodded, feeling the same sense of contentment. "I feel it too. I think we've realized that happiness isn't something you chase. It's something you create together." They sat in comfortable silence, their hands intertwined, the peace of the moment settling over them. They had faced their darkest fears, healed old wounds, and come through with a love that was resilient and true. As the sun dipped below the horizon, Alex felt a deep sense of gratitude for the life they had built. They had walked through fire and emerged stronger, bound by a love that was unwavering, unbreakable. And in that moment, as they looked out at the world they had created, they knew that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together, with a love that had proven it could withstand anything. They had found their way back to each other, and now they were exactly where they were meant to be, in a life filled with love, hope, and the promise of forever. Chapter 37. A Legacy of Love. As the months passed, Alex and Emma found a profound sense of peace in the life they had built. They had come through their hardest trials and now they were reaping the rewards of their resilience and commitment. The love they shared felt more profound, more grounded, and with every passing day, they were reminded of the strength it had taken to create this new chapter together. One afternoon, while they were sorting through old family photos, Emma paused over an album from the early years of their relationship. The images captured a younger version of themselves, wide-eyed, full of dreams, and blissfully unaware of the challenges they would one day face. "Look at us," she said, smiling as she pointed to a photo of them on their wedding day. "We had no idea what life would bring. but I think in some ways that was a beautiful thing. We started with hope and we built something real even when it wasn't easy. Alex looked at the photo, his heart swelling with gratitude. We've been through so much, but it's only made us stronger. I think somehow we're closer now than we were back then. We've seen each other's struggles, our flaws, and yet, here we are. Emma looked at him, her eyes filled with love. I wouldn't trade our journey for anything. It's made me love you in ways I never thought possible. They spent the afternoon reminiscing, flipping through pages filled with memories, each photo a reminder of the life they had created together. It was a legacy built on resilience, forgiveness, and a love that had deepened with every trial. As evening settled in, Emma looked thoughtful, her gaze distant as she held one of the photos in her hands. "Alex," she began softly, "I've been thinking a lot about what kind of legacy we're leaving for the kids. I want them to know that love isn't perfect, that it takes work, patience, and sometimes even forgiveness." He nodded, understanding the weight of her words. "I want that too. I want them to know that love is about showing up even when it's hard. That a real partnership is about growing together, being there for each other, and building something that lasts." Together, they decided to write a letter to their children, a keepsake to be shared when they were older, a reminder of the journey their parents had taken and the lessons they had learned. They sat down at the kitchen table and with quiet reflection they began to write. "Dear children," the letter began, "we want you to know that love isn't always easy. It's a journey that requires commitment, patience, and sometimes forgiveness. There will be times when you face challenges, but know that true love is about standing by each other through every season." They wrote about their journey, the choices they had made to rebuild, and the resilience they had discovered within themselves. They shared the lessons they had learned, the importance of trust, the strength in vulnerability, and the beauty of a love that grows and endures. When they finished, Emma folded the letter, a gentle smile on her face. "I hope this will remind them of the strength of our love, that they'll see that true happiness is built on understanding and grace." Alex reached for her hand, his gaze filled with admiration. "I think it's a beautiful legacy, Emma. And I know they'll carry this with them, a reminder of everything we've worked for." They tucked the letter into a keepsake box, a small but meaningful memento of the life they had created.
You're having a good time. You're out drinking with the boys. Now it's time to pay the tab.
$11,352.47. Wait, what?
Well, there are court costs, attorney fees, higher insurance costs, damage to your car, DUI fines.
Oof.
Not to mention the damage to your social life. Plan a sober ride or pay the price. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. It could cost a life. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.
It was a symbol of the love they had fought for, a testament to the journey that had brought them closer than ever. As they sat together in the quiet of the evening, Alex felt a deep sense of fulfillment. They had come through the fire and now they were living a life rich with meaning, love, and purpose. They had built a legacy that would carry on, a love that would endure in the memories and lessons they passed on to their children. And as they looked toward the future, they knew that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together with a love that was steadfast, unbreakable, and forever true. In that moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they were exactly where they were meant to be, in a life filled with love, gratitude, and the quiet assurance that their journey had led them to something lasting and beautiful. Chapter 38. Cherishing Every Moment. The summer days passed in a warm and steady rhythm, each one filled with the simple joys of family life. Alex and Emma had come to cherish the quiet routines, the moments that once seemed ordinary but now held a deeper significance. They were no longer caught up in the rush of life. Instead, they moved through each day with gratitude, fully present in the lives they had rebuilt. One evening, as they were preparing dinner together, Emma paused, watching Alex as he chopped vegetables at the counter. A soft smile tugged at her lips, a mix of admiration and love in her gaze. "Sometimes I still can't believe we made it here," she said quietly, her voice filled with reflection. "There were days I thought we'd never find our way back, but now it feels like everything was worth it." Alex looked over at her, feeling the weight of her words settle in his heart. "I feel the same way. It was the hardest thing we've ever done, but it brought us here to a life I wouldn't trade for anything." They continued cooking, sharing quiet conversation and laughter, a sense of peace filling the room. The simple act of making dinner together had become a ritual of connection, a reminder of the partnership they had created, the bond that had only grown stronger over time. After dinner, they went for a walk around their neighborhood, a habit they had started in those early days of rebuilding their trust. As they walked side by side, the soft evening light casting a warm glow, Alex felt a deep contentment. The journey they had taken had shaped them in ways he hadn't expected, revealing strengths he hadn't known they possessed and a resilience that could only come from true love. Emma took his hand, squeezing it gently as they strolled. "I don't think I ever truly understood what it meant to love someone until now," she said, her voice filled with gratitude. "It's not just about the good times, it's about the moments when you choose each other again and again no matter what." He nodded, feeling a surge of affection for the woman who had stood by him through everything. "You're right. Love isn't just about the perfect moments. It's about the work, the commitment, and the faith you put into each other. And I'm grateful for every step of this journey with you, Emma." They walked in silence, hand in hand, savoring the beauty of the moment, the warmth of the evening air, and the gentle comfort of each other's presence. Every step felt like a reminder of the love they had chosen to build, a love that was steadfast, enduring, and deeply cherished. As the days turned into weeks, they continued to nurture the life they had created, finding joy in the small things, a cup of coffee shared on the porch, the laughter of their children, the peaceful rhythm of a life lived with intention and gratitude. They knew that each moment was precious, a gift they had earned through the trials they had faced and the commitment they had made to each other. One evening, as they sat together in the backyard watching the stars, Emma leaned into Alex, her voice soft and reflective. "Do you ever think about what the future holds?" she asked, her gaze on the sky above. He smiled, wrapping his arm around her. "I do. And I know that whatever comes our way, we'll face it together. We've built something real, something lasting, and I have faith in us, in everything we've created." She looked up at him, her eyes filled with love. "I have faith in us too. And I'm excited to see where life takes us, knowing that we'll be side by side, every step of the way." They sat in the quiet of the evening, surrounded by the beauty of their home, their garden, and the love they had built. It was a life they had reclaimed, a future they had chosen, and they knew that the journey would continue, filled with new memories, new challenges, and an unwavering commitment to each other. As they held each other close, Alex felt a deep sense of peace settle over him, a quiet confidence that they were exactly where they were meant to be. They had come through the darkest days and now they were living in the light, a life filled with love, joy, and the promise of tomorrow. In that moment, as they looked up at the stars, they knew that their journey was far from over. But whatever lay ahead, they would face it together, with a love that was unbreakable, enduring, and forever cherished. Chapter 39. Strength in Every Season. As summer gave way to autumn, Alex and Emma found themselves embracing the subtle changes that marked each season. The warmth of their love, the peace they had nurtured, and the deep trust they shared filled their days, and each new season felt like a reminder of how far they had come. Together, they had rebuilt a life that was steady, fulfilling, and grounded in a love that felt unshakable. One crisp autumn morning, as they sat on the porch watching the leaves fall, Emma turned to Alex, a soft smile on her face. "You know, there was a time when I thought we'd never find this kind of peace," she said, her voice filled with reflection. "But now, I feel like we're exactly where we're supposed to be. Like everything we went through was leading us to this." He looked at her, feeling the weight of her words. "I know what you mean. I think the challenges made us stronger, more grateful. I feel like we've found a happiness that's real, that isn't based on perfection but on understanding and acceptance." They sat in silence, sipping their coffee and watching as the sunlight filtered through the golden leaves. The quiet moments like this had become precious to them, small rituals of togetherness that brought a deep sense of contentment. Each day was a reminder of the journey they had taken, the love they had chosen to nurture, and the life they had built. One evening, as they were raking leaves in the yard with the kids, Emma paused, looking around at the family they had created. The children were laughing, piling leaves and jumping into them with gleeful abandon, and the air was filled with the sounds of happiness. "This is everything I ever wanted," she murmured, her gaze soft as she watched the children play. "A family filled with love, a life where we're truly present. I feel like we're living the life we once only dreamed about." Alex wrapped his arm around her, pulling her close. "It's everything I ever wanted to. And I think it's because we learned to appreciate every moment, every little thing that makes this life ours." As they continued working in the yard, their laughter mingling with the children's, Alex felt a profound sense of joy. The simple act of being together, of creating memories as a family, felt like the culmination of everything they had worked for. That night, as they lay in bed, Emma rested her head on his chest, her voice filled with warmth. "Alex, I just want you to know that I don't take any of this for granted. The love we've found, the life we've built, it's everything to me." He stroked her hair, his heart swelling with love and gratitude. "And I don't take any of it for granted either. I wake up every day grateful for you, for us. You've shown me what real love is, Emma, and I'm so thankful for this life we share." They lay in comfortable silence, the quiet of the night wrapping around them, a sense of peace settling over their home. Their journey had not been easy, but it had been worth every step, every moment, every choice to keep fighting for each other. In the days that followed, they continued to nurture their relationship, finding joy in the small, everyday moments that made up their lives. They went on family hikes to admire the changing colors of the leaves, hosted cozy dinners with friends, and spent quiet evenings by the fire, savoring the warmth of each other's presence. One evening, as they sat by the fireplace watching the flames flicker, Emma took Alex's hand, her gaze thoughtful. "I know there will be more challenges in the future, but I feel like we're ready for anything," she said softly. "We've built a foundation that can withstand anything, and that gives me so much peace." He looked at her, his voice filled with certainty. "I feel the same way. Whatever comes our way, I know we'll face it together. We've come through the hardest season, and now we're stronger than ever." They sat together, surrounded by the warmth of the fire and the love that filled their home. It was a life they had fought for, a love that had been tested and proven unbreakable, and they knew that whatever the future held, they would face it side by side. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that their journey was far from over, but that every season, every change would be another chapter in the story they were writing together. And as they looked toward the future, they felt a deep and unshakable confidence in the love they had built, a love that would carry them through every season with grace, joy, and an unwavering commitment to each other. Chapter 40. A Love That Endures. The chill of autumn slowly gave way to the crispness of winter, and with it came the quiet beauty of the holiday season. Alex and Emma had come to cherish this time of year, a season filled with gratitude, reflection, and the warmth of family. Their lives had become a series of small, intentional moments, each one a celebration of the love they had worked so hard to rebuild. One evening, as they decorated the house for the holidays, Emma paused to admire the twinkling lights and garlands that adorned their home. The sight filled her with a deep sense of peace, a quiet reminder of how far they had come and the love that now defined their lives. "I love this time of year," she said, looking over at Alex with a smile. "It always reminds me of what's truly important. Family, love, and the simple joys of being together." He nodded, his heart filled with gratitude. "I feel the same way. This year especially, it feels like every moment, every tradition we're building together is a gift." They continued decorating, placing ornaments on the tree and hanging stockings by the fireplace. Each decoration felt like a small symbol of the life they had created, a testament to the journey that had brought them here. It was a life rich with love, resilience, and the knowledge that they could face anything as long as they were together. On Christmas Eve, after putting the children to bed, Alex and Emma sat by the fire, enjoying the quiet and the warmth of each other's presence. The soft glow of the lights cast a gentle light across the room, creating an atmosphere of peace and reflection. Emma looked over at Alex, her voice filled with affection. "I don't think I've ever felt this grateful. For you, for our family, for everything we've built together." "Please, hold." He took her hand, his gaze steady. "I feel the same, Emma. This year has shown me the strength of our love, the resilience of our family. I'm grateful for every moment with you, for the life we've built together." They sat in silence, their hands intertwined, the peace of the moment settling over them. The love they shared was no longer a fragile thing. It was steady, unwavering, and grounded in the quiet strength they had found within each other. As they exchanged small gifts that night, they were reminded of the beauty of their journey, the challenges they had faced, the forgiveness they had offered each other, and the joy they had rediscovered together. Each gift, each gesture felt like a celebration of the love that had carried them through. The next morning, as they watched their children open presents, their laughter filling the room, Alex and Emma shared a quiet smile. This was the life they had fought for, the family they had nurtured, and the love they had rebuilt moment by moment. After the presents had been opened and the house was filled with the warmth of the holiday, Alex pulled Emma aside, taking her hands in his. "I want you to know, Emma, that I will never take this for granted. You've shown me what real love is. The kind that forgives, grows, and becomes something even stronger. Thank you for choosing me, for choosing us." She looked at him, her eyes shining with emotion. "And thank you, Alex, for fighting to be the man I knew you could be. For choosing this life with me and for loving me with everything you have." They shared a gentle kiss, a promise of all the seasons yet to come, a vow to cherish the life they had created. The love they shared was not just a feeling. It was a choice they made every day, a commitment to build something lasting and true. As the day unfolded, filled with laughter, family, and the joy of the season, Alex and Emma felt a profound sense of peace settle over them. They had come through their darkest moments and now they were living in the light, surrounded by the love they had worked so hard to rebuild. In that moment, they knew that their journey was far from over, that life would continue to bring new challenges and joys. But they were ready, confident in the strength of their love and the resilience they had found within each other. Together, they would face every season, every change, with a love that was unbreakable, enduring, and forever cherished. Chapter 41. A new year, a new chapter. The start of a new year brought with it a sense of renewal and anticipation. Alex and Emma had spent the holiday season surrounded by family, laughter, and love, each day filled with warmth and gratitude. Now, as they entered this fresh chapter, they were excited for the possibilities that lay ahead, both as individuals and as a couple. On New Year's Day, they decided to start a new tradition. Together, they wrote down their goals and dreams for the coming year, each sharing what they hoped to accomplish both personally and as a family. They talked about everything from small goals, like spending more time outdoors with the kids, to larger dreams, like planning a special anniversary trip for just the two of them. "I think this year is going to be one of our best yet," Emma said, her eyes shining with excitement as she set down her pen. "We've come through so much and now it feels like we're ready to fully live again, to embrace everything life has to offer." Alex smiled, feeling the same sense of hope and joy. "I couldn't agree more. This year feels like a new beginning, a chance to take everything we've learned and use it to make our life even better." They placed their list in a jar they kept on the kitchen counter, a visual reminder of the dreams they were working toward. It felt like a promise to continue building, growing, and cherishing the life they had created together. Over the next few weeks, they began putting their plans into action, each day filled with small steps toward the life they envisioned. They spent more time outdoors, went on family hikes, and planned simple outings that brought them closer as a family. Each moment felt intentional, a reminder of the love and commitment they had made to each other. One weekend, as they were exploring a new trail with the kids, Emma paused to catch her breath, looking out over the beautiful view before them. "This is what I want our life to be," she said softly, reaching for Alex's hand. "A series of small, beautiful moments where we're fully present, fully together." He squeezed her hand, his heart swelling with love. "Me too. It's the little things, the everyday joys that make life so meaningful. And I'm grateful for every moment with you." Their days continued in a rhythm of love, laughter, and connection. They worked together to balance family, work, and personal growth, each of them investing in the relationship that had become the foundation of their happiness. The life they had built was not perfect, but it was real, grounded in a love that had been tested and proven unbreakable. As the months passed, they began to plan their anniversary trip, a celebration of the journey they had taken and the love they had rekindled. They decided on a quiet cabin in the mountains, a place where they could escape from the demands of everyday life and simply be together. When the day finally arrived, they left the kids with Emma's parents and set out for the mountains, their hearts filled with excitement and anticipation. The drive was peaceful, filled with conversation and laughter, each mile bringing them closer to a place of solitude and connection. The cabin was nestled among tall pines, with a view of the rolling hills below and a small lake nearby. It was the perfect setting for reflection, renewal, and celebration, a quiet haven where they could savor the love they had worked so hard to rebuild. Their days at the cabin were filled with long hikes, quiet conversations, and evenings by the fire. They talked about their dreams, their fears, and the life they were building together, each conversation a reminder of the depth and beauty of their bond. One evening, as they sat on the porch watching the stars, Alex took Emma's hand, his voice filled with emotion. "Emma, I want you to know that this journey, Every challenge, every moment of doubt, has only made me love you more. You're my heart, my home, and I'm so grateful for this life we've built together. She looked at him, her eyes glistening with emotion. And I love you, Alex. You've shown me what it means to truly love, to forgive, and to grow together. I wouldn't trade this journey for anything. They shared a quiet kiss, a promise of all the years yet to come, a vow to continue building, growing, and loving each other with everything they had. As they sat together in the quiet of the night, surrounded by the beauty of the mountains and the warmth of each other's presence, they knew that their journey was far from over, but that each step, each season, would be another chapter in the story they were writing together. And as they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing that their love was unbreakable, enduring, and forever true. Chapter 42, Rekindling the Spark. The anniversary trip had been exactly what Alex and Emma needed. A time to reconnect, reflect, and remember why they had fallen in love in the first place. They returned home feeling rejuvenated, more in love than ever, with a renewed appreciation for the life they had built together. Their time in the mountains had reminded them of the importance of prioritizing each other, of nurturing the love that had brought them through so much. Back home, they decided to carry this sense of closeness into their daily lives, finding small ways to keep the spark alive. They planned regular date nights, took spontaneous weekend trips, and occasionally left each other little notes around the house. Small gestures that kept their connection strong, even in the midst of busy schedules and family responsibilities. One Friday evening, after putting the kids to bed, Alex surprised Emma with a candlelit dinner in the backyard. The air was filled with the soft glow of string lights, and the gentle hum of crickets created a peaceful ambience. Emma's face lit up with surprise and delight as she stepped outside, taking in the scene Alex had created just for the two of them. "Alex, this is beautiful," she said, her voice filled with warmth. "You didn't have to do all this." He smiled, pulling out a chair for her. "I wanted to. I wanted to remind you of how much you mean to me, how grateful I am for you, for us." They sat together, sharing a meal under the stars, their conversation filled with laughter, shared memories, and dreams for the future. The evening felt like a continuation of their anniversary trip, a reminder of the love they had worked so hard to nurture and protect. After dinner, they moved to the porch, wrapped in blankets as they sipped warm tea and watched the stars. The quiet intimacy of the moment was comforting, a reminder of the bond they shared. A bond that had withstood trials, doubts, and challenges but had emerged stronger and more resilient. "Alex," Emma said softly, resting her head on his shoulder, "I feel like I'm living a dream. There was a time when I didn't think we'd make it, but now I feel like we've found something even better than what we had before." He wrapped his arm around her, his heart swelling with love. "I feel the same way. It's like every challenge, every choice we made to stay has brought us to this. To a love that's real, steady, and something we can always rely on." They sat in silence, their hands intertwined, the peace of the night settling over them. The life they had created was not without its imperfections, but it was beautiful, filled with love, understanding, and a deep commitment to each other. In the weeks that followed, they continued to prioritize their relationship, making time for each other amidst the demands of family, work, and everyday life. They took evening walks, shared quiet mornings over coffee, and found joy in the simple, everyday moments that made up their life together. One weekend, they decided to recreate one of their first dates, a picnic at a nearby park. They packed a basket with their favorite foods, spread out a blanket under a large oak tree, and spent the afternoon reminiscing about the early days of their relationship. As they shared stories and laughter, it felt as though they had come full circle, reconnecting with the love that had brought them together so many years ago. "This feels just like our first date," Emma said, smiling as she leaned back against the tree. "I remember being so nervous, wondering if you felt the same way I did." He chuckled, reaching for her hand. "I felt the same. I couldn't believe my luck, sitting there with you, hoping I wouldn't say something ridiculous." They shared a laugh, the warmth of the memory filling the moment with a sense of nostalgia and joy. It was a reminder of the journey they had taken together. A journey that had brought them through highs and lows but had ultimately led them to a love that was grounded, enduring, and deeply cherished. As the sun began to set, casting a golden light over the park, they packed up their things and headed home, hand in hand, feeling a renewed sense of appreciation for each other and the life they had built. That night, as they lay in bed, Emma turned to Alex, her voice filled with quiet reflection. I want you to know that I'll always be here, Alex. Through every season, every challenge, I'll be right here by your side. He looked at her, his heart filled with love and gratitude. And I'll always be here too, Emma. I'll spend every day making sure you know just how much you mean to me, how grateful I am for this life we share. They fell asleep in each other's arms, comforted by the knowledge that they had found something rare and precious. A love that was steadfast, unwavering, and built to last. In the quiet of the night, as they held each other close, they knew that their journey was far from over, but they were ready for whatever lay ahead, confident in the strength of their love and the promise of a future filled with joy, resilience, and endless possibilities. And as they drifted into sleep, they knew that together they could face anything with a love that would endure through every season, every challenge, and every chapter yet to come. Chapter 43. The Power of Togetherness. As the seasons passed, Alex and Emma's life settled into a gentle, fulfilling rhythm. They had come through the hardest times, rebuilt their relationship, and now they were savoring each day, filled with a gratitude that came from knowing how much they had overcome. Their family was thriving, their bond stronger than ever, and they were fully invested in the life they had built together. One Saturday morning, as they sat on the porch with their coffee, Emma looked out over the garden they had planted together, now filled with colorful blooms and vibrant life. "It's amazing how much can grow when you put in the effort to nurture it," she mused, her gaze warm and reflective. "I feel like our relationship is a lot like this garden. We had to work for it, tend to it, and now it's something beautiful." Alex looked at her, his heart full. "I couldn't agree more. Every moment we put into it, every choice to keep going, it's all brought us to this. And I wouldn't trade it for anything." Their garden had become a symbol of their journey, a reminder of the resilience it took to create something lasting, and the beauty that came from nurturing what mattered most. They spent many evenings there, surrounded by the flowers and the quiet peace of each other's presence, savoring the life they had cultivated together. Later that day, as they were preparing for a family gathering, Alex suggested an idea that had been on his mind for some time. "Emma," he began, his voice thoughtful, "how would you feel about renewing our vows? I know we did that privately, but I'd love to do it in front of our family, to celebrate everything we've overcome together." She looked at him, her eyes lighting up with surprise and excitement. "I would love that, Alex. It would be a beautiful way to honor our journey, to show our family the strength of our love." They spent the next few weeks planning the vow renewal, keeping it simple but meaningful. They invited close family and friends, creating a small ceremony in their garden, the place that had come to symbolize their love and commitment. On the day of the renewal, Emma wore a simple, elegant dress, her face radiant with happiness. Alex stood by her side, his gaze filled with admiration and love, knowing that this moment was a testament to everything they had worked for, everything they had built together. As they stood before their family and friends, Alex took Emma's hands in his voice filled with emotion as he spoke. "Emma, you've shown me the meaning of true love, the strength it takes to forgive and to build something real. I promise to cherish you, to stand by you, and to honor the love we've created, now and always. You are my heart, my home, and I am endlessly grateful for you." Emma's eyes glistened with tears as she replied, her voice steady and full of love. "Alex, you have been my partner, my rock, and my greatest love. I am so grateful for the life we've built together, for every moment that has brought us here. I promise to love you, to choose you, and to build this life with you for as long as we both shall live." They exchanged rings, symbols of the commitment they had made to each other, of the love that had carried them through every season, every challenge. As they kissed, surrounded by the warmth of family and friends, Alex felt a deep sense of peace settle over him. This was the life he had dreamed of, a life built on trust, resilience, and a love that was truly unbreakable. The celebration that followed was filled with laughter, joy, and shared memories, a testament to the love and support that had carried them through. As the evening drew to a close and their guests began to leave, Alex and Emma found themselves alone in the garden, holding each other close in the quiet glow of the lanterns. "Thank you, Alex," Emma whispered, her voice filled with emotion. "For fighting for us, for showing me that love is worth every challenge." He held her close, his heart full of gratitude. "Thank you, Emma, for standing by me, for believing in us. You've given me everything, and I promise to spend the rest of my life cherishing you." They stood together in the stillness of the night, surrounded by the beauty they had created, the love they had nurtured, and the family they had built. In that moment, They knew that their journey had been worth every struggle, every moment of doubt, and that together they could face anything. As they walked hand in hand back to the house, they looked forward to the years ahead with confidence, joy, and the unshakable knowledge that their love was resilient, enduring, and forever. They had found their way back to each other, and now they were exactly where they were meant to be, in a life filled with love, gratitude, and the promise of a future they would build together one beautiful day at a time. Chapter 44. Embracing the Journey. The days after their vow renewal ceremony felt like the beginning of a new chapter for Alex and Emma. The quiet simplicity of their life together, combined with the deep commitment they shared, filled each day with a sense of purpose and joy. Their love had been tested, refined, and strengthened, and now they were ready to face whatever came next, grounded in a bond that felt unbreakable. One Saturday morning, as they sat on the porch with their coffee, watching the world come alive with the colors of spring, Emma turned to Alex, her face thoughtful. "Do you ever think about how much we've changed?" she asked softly. "I feel like we're so different from who we were back then." He nodded, considering her words. "I think we are. We've grown in ways I never expected. We're stronger, more resilient, and we know the value of what we have. I wouldn't change any of it." Emma smiled, reaching for his hand. "Neither would I. It's been a journey, but I think every step brought us closer, made us appreciate each other more." Their conversation was interrupted by the laughter of their children, who came running outside, eager to play in the yard. Alex and Emma watched them, their faces filled with love and pride, knowing that every challenge they had overcome had been for them, for the family they had worked so hard to create and protect. Later that day, they took the kids to the park, a place filled with memories of laughter, family outings, and quiet moments shared on park benches. As they walked through the familiar paths, Emma looked at Alex, her eyes bright with an idea. "What if we write down our story?" she suggested. "Not just for us, but for the kids. So they'll know what we went through, the lessons we learned, and the strength of our love." Alex smiled, touched by the idea. "I think that's a beautiful idea. They'll see that love isn't always easy, but that it's worth every struggle, every moment of doubt. And they'll know that, no matter what, we chose each other." They began working on their story that evening, each of them writing down memories, moments of joy, and the challenges they had faced together. It became a project that brought them even closer, a way of honoring the journey that had made them who they were. As they wrote, they found themselves laughing over shared memories, reflecting on the choices that had shaped their relationship, and feeling a renewed sense of gratitude for the love that had carried them through. One evening, as they were adding the final touches to their story, Emma looked over at Alex, her gaze filled with warmth and love. "This is our legacy," she said softly. "Not just for the kids, but for us. A reminder of everything we've overcome, of the love that brought us here." He took her hand, his voice filled with sincerity. "And I promise, Emma, to keep writing this story with you, to keep building this life together. No matter what comes our way, I'll be here by your side." They shared a gentle kiss, a quiet promise to continue nurturing the life they had created, to embrace each day with love, resilience, and an unwavering commitment to each other. In the following days, they finished their story, placing it in a small, beautifully bound journal. It was a keepsake of their journey, a symbol of the love that had brought them through the hardest times and had grown into something even more beautiful. As the years passed, they continued to fill their lives with love, laughter, and the simple joys of family. They celebrated birthdays, anniversaries, and quiet evenings spent together, each moment a reminder of the strength they had found within each other. Their love story became more than just a testament to their resilience. It became a guide, a reminder of what was possible when two people were committed to building a life together, even through the storms. And as they looked toward the future, they knew that their journey was far from over, that each new season would bring new challenges and new joys. But they were ready, confident in the strength of their love and the bond they had created, knowing that whatever the future held, they would face it together with a love that was true, lasting, and forever cherished. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something truly beautiful, a life filled with love, purpose, and the promise of a future they would build one precious day at a time. Chapter 45. A New Perspective. As time passed, Alex and Emma's life continued to grow in ways they hadn't anticipated. They were no longer simply rebuilding. They were thriving, embracing each day with a gratitude that had become the foundation of their relationship. They had faced their darkest moments, and now they were finding joy not just in the big milestones but in the small, quiet details of daily life. One spring afternoon, as they sat outside watching the kids play in the garden, Emma turned to Alex, a thoughtful smile on her face. "You know," she began softly, "I've been thinking about everything we've been through, and I realize that the hardest times taught me how much we could endure. They made me appreciate you, us, in a way I never thought possible." Alex nodded, his heart swelling with gratitude for the woman beside him. "I feel the same. It's like every struggle, every choice to stay and work through things, has shown me how strong our love really is. I used to think love was just about happiness, but now I see it's about resilience, too." They shared a quiet moment, a sense of understanding passing between them. Their relationship had evolved beyond romance. It had become a partnership built on trust, empathy, and a deep respect for each other's journey. They both knew that their love had a new depth, a quiet strength that was hard-won and deeply cherished. Over the following weeks, they began volunteering at a local community center, helping other couples and families who were struggling. It was Emma's idea, a way to give back and to share the lessons they had learned in their own journey. One evening, after a session with a young couple who had been going through a difficult time, Emma turned to Alex, her voice filled with emotion. "Helping others like this, it's shown me just how much we've overcome," she said softly. "It's like we're taking everything we've learned and using it to make a difference. It feels meaningful." Alex squeezed her hand, his gaze filled with admiration. "You're right. I never thought we'd be in a position to help others, but it feels good, like we're giving back for all the support we had. And I think it's only made me more grateful for what we have." Their work at the community center became a shared project that brought them closer, a way of honoring their journey and giving back. They found joy in the simple act of listening, offering encouragement, and helping others find the strength to overcome their own challenges. One evening, as they were leaving the center, Alex looked over at Emma, a quiet pride in his gaze. "You know, Emma," he began, his voice filled with sincerity, "you're incredible. Watching you share your story, seeing how much you care, it's made me fall in love with you all over again." She looked at him, her eyes filled with warmth. "And you, Alex, you're my rock, my partner. I couldn't have done any of this without you. We've built something beautiful, something real, and I'm grateful every day for you." They shared a gentle kiss, a promise to continue building, growing, and nurturing the love that had carried them through. Their journey was far from over, but they knew that every step they took together, every moment they shared, was another piece of the life they were creating. As the weeks turned into months, their lives became a tapestry of love, resilience, and purpose. They continued their work at the community center, finding meaning in each story they heard, each life they touched. They were no longer just a couple. They were a team, bound by a love that was steadfast, unbreakable, and grounded in a mutual commitment to building something lasting. One evening, as they sat on the porch watching the sunset, Emma rested her head on Alex's shoulder, her voice soft. "This life we've built, it's more than I ever dreamed of," she murmured. "It's real, filled with purpose and love. I wouldn't trade it for anything." Alex wrapped his arm around her, pulling her close. "I wouldn't either, Emma. You've shown me the meaning of true partnership, of a love that grows stronger with every challenge. I'm so grateful for you, for us, and for everything we've built." In that moment, as they sat together in the quiet of the evening, they knew that they were exactly where they were meant to be. Their love had become something deeper, richer, a testament to the strength they had found in each other and the life they had built. And as they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing they had created something real, something lasting. Whatever lay ahead, they would face it together, grounded in a love that was true, enduring, and forever cherished. In the stillness of the night, as the stars began to appear in the sky, they held each other close, ready to continue their journey, one precious day at a time. Chapter 46. The Beauty of the Everyday. Life had settled into a fulfilling rhythm for Alex and Emma, each day a testament to the love and commitment they had built. Their relationship had moved beyond simple romance. It had become a partnership grounded in respect, understanding, and a shared purpose. The challenges they had overcome together had transformed their love into something resilient and unshakable. One morning, as they prepared breakfast, Emma looked over at Alex, a smile tugging at her lips. "You know," she began, her voice light with affection, "I used to think happiness was about big moments, milestones, celebrations, but now I feel like it's in the small things. Like right now, just being here with you making breakfast. Alex returned her smile, feeling the same sense of contentment. I know what you mean. I think the little moments are what make life rich. It's in these everyday things that we find the real beauty. They ate breakfast together, sharing quiet conversation, their laughter filling the kitchen. It was a simple morning, but one that felt deeply meaningful. A reminder that their love was woven into the fabric of their daily lives, present in every shared meal, every small gesture. Later that week, Alex and Emma decided to take a day trip to a nearby lake. It was one of their favorite places, a spot filled with memories from early in their relationship. They packed a picnic, brought along a few books, and spent the day lounging by the water, enjoying the peacefulness of nature and each other's company. As they sat on the shore, watching the gentle ripples on the lake, Emma leaned into Alex, her voice filled with warmth. "I feel like we're living in a dream," she said softly. "A life filled with love, purpose, and peace. I never imagined we'd come this far, but now, it feels like we're exactly where we're meant to be." Alex wrapped his arm around her, his heart swelling with gratitude. "I feel the same way. Everything we've been through, every choice we made to keep going, it was all worth it. I wouldn't trade this life for anything." They sat together in silence, their hands intertwined, the peace of the moment settling over them. Their journey had been long and filled with challenges, but it had brought them to a place of true contentment, a love that was steady and deeply cherished. In the days that followed, they continued to nurture their relationship, finding joy in the simplicity of everyday life. They spent their evenings taking walks around their neighborhood, sharing stories from their day and dreaming about the future. They found fulfillment not in grand gestures, but in the quiet, intentional moments that brought them closer together. One evening, as they sat together on the porch watching the stars, Alex looked over at Emma, his voice filled with sincerity. "Emma, I just want you to know that I'm grateful for you, for us, for this life we've built. You've shown me what it means to truly love and to be loved, and I'll spend every day making sure you know how much you mean to me." Emma smiled, her eyes shining with emotion. "And I'm grateful for you, Alex. You've been my partner, my rock, my greatest love. I wouldn't want to go through this life with anyone else." They shared a gentle kiss, a quiet promise to continue nurturing the love that had carried them through every season, every challenge. They knew that life would continue to bring new experiences, new lessons, but they felt ready, grounded in a bond that had proven it could withstand anything. As the weeks turned into months, they continued to invest in each other, finding joy in the small routines, the simple pleasures, and the quiet moments of togetherness. Their life had become a series of beautiful, ordinary moments, each one a reminder of the love that had brought them here. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close under the night sky, they knew that they had created something rare and precious. A life filled with love, resilience, and the beauty of the everyday. And as they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together, with a love that was enduring, true, and forever cherished.